bringing the inside out. It's our talk on KCRW. For the last four decades, Alexis Smith has used the practice of collage to express her opinions of popular culture. She uses just about everything, from old advertisements you'd find in the newspaper or magazine to things you'd buy at the thrift store. And then she juxtaposes those things with poetic, even poignant words. Well, you can see all of that right now at Pepperdine University's Weissman Museum. That's what KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohioska-Philp did. And she's here now to talk about it for this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
Now, this is kind of, what do you call it, like an existential exhibit for Pepperdine University, right? Something that's not really known for its existential exhibits.
Well, it is about education, and it's about a kind of education that was even a little bit in the past when it was first made. This installation was first made in 1989. It's a collaboration between Alexis Smith, the artist, and Amy Gerstler, the poet. And her poetry is on the walls, and this particular installation features a blackboard, which you don't see much anymore, with Amy Gerstler's words written in chalk and script, and a penmanship display on the wall, and lots of little chairs that Alexis Smith picked up at swap meets and thrift stores over the years. And each chair almost has an identity of a certain student because they're wicker or they're painted wood or they're sort of just really quaint and interesting. And the phrases that Gerstler came up with almost seem to summarize the potential of what could happen to any one of those students. It really still has a lot of charm. And this particular piece is about the way elementary education forms us as people. But it's also about memory. And it's about history. And that's something that is throughout all of Alexis Smith's work.
The exhibit called Private Lives and Public Affairs. Now, Smith's work deals with, you mentioned these different types of chairs and the blackboards and the cursive and all of that stuff, but also with photographs and words. How does she put those two together?
Well, this is a whole survey organized by the director of the museum, Michael Zakian, and it starts with the 1970s when some of her images were just typewritten texts with tiny little bits of collage and imagery attached to them, very much in keeping with the kind of art that was made after what's called the information age, after conceptual art started. But she becomes extremely ambitious in her ability to draw from popular culture media, posters, movie stills, illustrations, and then other found paintings, and she just becomes more and more elaborate. She also learns to make very creative frames that expand the power of the image that she either found or had custom made. And that's it's very clear. This exhibition is sort of 40 years of work. And you can see how consistent she was, how smart she was, and yet how droll and entertaining she was at the same time about these issues. And they're issues that are big in the news now about how identity is formed.
I look at some of the things, and I saw some pictures of the things that she has up over at Pepperdine, and I think we look back at the things we used to do, right, longingly, because there are some, as you mentioned, some of those things are already lost. So I guess, how would you make her art relevant today?
Well, that's an excellent question, because nostalgia indicates maybe that it's like sort of, you know, twee or a little bit sweet. And the thing about Alexis Smith's work is it's always very biting and satirical and droll. And yes, it is about the way women are represented in the media going back to the 30s or 40s. And from her earliest days, she's been interested in how our identity is formed by popular culture. In fact, her own name, Alexis Smith, she took her name from the name of a sort of fading movie star at the time, also named Alexis Smith. So I wouldn't say it's so much about nostalgia as it about the consistent way in which the media has formed her identity for a century at least now. And she does that with such incredibly judicious juxtaposition of often very amusing images and an absolutely incredible wit for picking quotes from Raymond Chandler or Anita Loos or other writers, even going back into history, whether it's, you know, Jane Austen or other women novelists.
Alexis Smith's art exhibit is called Private Lives and Public Affairs. It's on display over at the Frederick Weissman Museum of Art at Pepperdine University. That's, of course, up PCH in Malibu. And it goes through the end of the month. Hunter Drohioska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.